Boker Tov, good morning everyone. It is Wednesday morning and Hanukkah is coming. So we continue. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Perek Kuf Lamed Tes Halacha Daled, chapter 139, in the laws of Hanukkah, and today we begin discussing more specifically the Hanukkah candles. Kol Hashmanim Ksherim Lener Hanukkah, the Kitzur writes, all types of oils are kosher for Hanukkah candles, as opposed to using oil to light Shabbos candles, where the Mishnah in Bava Madlik in the second chapter of Maseches Shabbos teaches about various types of oils that are kosher or are not kosher to be used for that mitzvah. When it comes to Hanukkah, all oils work. Nonetheless, mitzvah mina muvchar likach shemen zayas. The best way, the highest way to perform the mitzvah is to use olive oil specifically for the Hanukkah candles, dumya d'neis shema mikdash b'shemen zayas, because it's commemorating the miracle that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, and there, of course, in the menorah in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was always olive oil, and therefore the best way to fulfill the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah is with shemen zayis, olive oil. V'meino matzo yivor ashar shemen, if you can't find olive oil, then you can use other types of oil, sha'oro zach v'naki, provided that it produces a nice, clean, pure light. O Neiros shel shava, you can even use candles made from wax, shagamkin oro zach, oran zach, that also provide a nice light. You want whatever you light to look nice and produce a clean and pure flame. The hierarchy is it's best to use olive oil. If you don't have olive oil, you can use any other kind of oil. If you don't have that, then you can use candles. All of them fulfill the mitzvah. V'lo yiyu shnayim kluim biyachad mishum dahavi kemedura. You should not have multiple wicks twisted or braided together, because that is not just a flame, but that becomes like a torch. Ela kol ener yechidi. Rather, each wick, each flame should be on its own. When it comes to Havdalah, for example, there we specifically do use multiple wicks braided together, because the halacha there is that we should be using a medura, a larger flame. But when it comes to Hanukkah candles, one wick per flame. V'lo yasa mishava shel batei ovodah zarah mishum demais. Shouldn't use candles from wax that was used in a place of avodah zarah, of idol worship, because that would obviously be disgusting or disgraceful, inappropriate to use something that was used for that. And then lahavdil, to use it for a mitzvah. V'chein kol apsilos ksheros lener Chanukah, all wicks, just like all oils are kosher for Chanukah candles, so too all wicks are kosher for Neiros Chanukah. Baru mitzvah min mufkar likach tsemer gefen. But the best type of wick to use is a cotton wick. The Mishnah Berurah writes that really the best kind of wick to use is just a clean wick that produces a proper flame. So if cotton does that, great. If linen or flax does that, also great. There's no limitations on the type of wicks you can use. But again, you just want it to light a nice flame. Ve'eino tzarech b'cholay l'psilos chadashos. There's no requirement to change the wicks each night necessarily and to use a new wick each night. Elamadlik gamba rishonos ad sheyichlu. You can continue using the same wick, as long as, again, it'll still produce a nice flame. Sometimes when the wick gets withered or it's used already a couple of times, so then switching it can be helpful in producing a nicer flame, but there's no absolute requirement to do so. Continuing into Halacha Hey, the Kitzur says, Imadlik b'ner shel cheres, if you are using a lamp or a holder that's made of earthenware, see, it's interesting, we usually translate ner as candle or even flame. Generally, when the poskim talk about a ner, that's not the flame itself, that's talking about the holder, like the lamp that contains that holds the oil or the candle. So if that is made from a cheres, from earthenware, keva shehidlik bolayla echad, once you light with it once, nasa yashan, it very quickly gets old looking. Once there's a heat around it, it gets very drippy, gets very dirty and grimy. Ve'in malikim bo b'layla sheni mishum demais, and you really shouldn't use it a second time because it gets very disgusting very quickly and you don't want to use something that is not nice for the mitzvah. Valkein yelo menorah nashal mina matachos, and therefore it's proper to have a nice menorah that's made from a metal, something that will last and will hold the candles or the oil properly, and also not get all disgusting. Umishiyado maseges yikne menorah shel kesef leheder mitzvah, and somebody who's able, whose resources allow, should or could even buy a menorah made from silver or something nice as a heder mitzvah, as a way of beautifying the mitzvah even further. Technically, just to clarify, there's no absolute requirement that that one have a menorah. Let's say somebody is traveling and has a cup of oil but doesn't have a menorah to place it in, can still fulfill the mitzvah just by lighting the oil and the wicks. even if you don't formally have a menorah. Certainly it's preferable to have a menorah. We'll see in a couple days from now that a menorah helps keep everything in place and in the proper line, which is also required when lighting multiple flames. But also it's a way to beautify the mitzvah, to look, make everything look nicer. So to have a nice menorah, even if it's not absolutely required, certainly enhances and beautifies the mitzvah, which is an important part of every mitzvah, including Neros Chanukah. Wishing you all a wonderful day.